Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline Hemrick. Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline is presented by XO Wellness, a healing practice using homeopathy, flower essence, and holistic life guidance for a happier, healthier you. Go to xowellness.com/healing room for 15% off your first consult, healing jewelry, or product. Hello, everybody. Today, we are going to be talking about something that I dearly love, and I'm sure you do too if you're into self-care. It's your regular massage appointment. And I love receiving massage as much as I love giving massage. And I think that's what really got me into a career that I love so much and I still love after all these years. So we're going to talk today about how to get the most out of your regularly scheduled massage. If you have a regular appointment for a massage, you're already way ahead of the game in terms of self-care. And man, I look so forward to my session. It's part of the pleasure for me, just the anticipation of the next upcoming time I get to get on the table and just totally have time for myself and relax. So we're going to discuss 10 ways that you can make the most of that time because you work hard. You work hard for the time and the money to help yourself in that way. And by all means, I want you to get the most out of it. So here we go. The first tip that I have for you for really enhancing and utilizing that time of your massage is to breathe. And it's easy to say, oh yeah, you need to breathe, helps with stress and it'll calm you down. It's not so easy to do because it takes practice. It takes technique to effectively breathe. And here you are on the massage table and you've got the time so that you don't have to find the time somewhere else in your life to practice breathing techniques. But I want to impress upon you the value of tapping into your breath when you're on the massage table. Breathing is one of the most overlooked healing remedies there is. And we came equipped with what we need to help ourselves in so many ways. And the simplicity of it, I think it evades most people how effective it is for their well-being, for their health. The benefits of proper breathing are astounding. If you really do the research, you find that breathing enhances detoxification. Of course, we know it helps with stress relief. We know that if we get really stressed out or we're working really hard and focusing on something or our mind is running rampant with a million different things on our to-do list, just calming down to take a full, deep breath, it's really representative of abundance in our life because you've got access to all of those amazing healing properties through your breathing all the time. But how often do we take the luxury? How often do we afford ourselves a good, deep breath? So with me right now, before we go any further, let's just take one. And don't worry about if you're doing it right. There's many different kinds of breathing techniques, and I'll get into that a lot in courses that I'm creating right now that I can teach you. But for right now, just take a nice deep breath. And it is amazing the benefits for reducing anxiety and tension, definitely for dealing with stress, but even weight loss benefits come with proper breathing, detoxification. All the ways it's going to enhance your massage are just phenomenal. It's like your breath is a little switch where you get your nervous system out of fight or flight mode and turn that dial over to rest and digest. So if you're on the massage table and you just can't get your monkey mind to slow down, if you're in a distracted thought loop and you're thinking about all the things you have to do, just breathe. And you'll be amazed at how not only will it calm your body down, it's almost like it gives you a nervous system reboot where your mind will be more at ease and you can enjoy the massage so much more. You will find that breathing while you're on the table will give you a lot more awareness with what's going on in your body. And it'll put you a lot more in the present moment to really enjoy your massage. My yoga teacher once told me that the mind controls the body, but the breath controls the mind. So if you do have overactive thoughts that you want to slow down so that you can just enjoy the massage more, I encourage you to enjoy breathing. And don't worry about getting it right. If you are breathing, if you're paying attention, you're doing it. That's all you need to worry about. Worry about technique and practicing different ways for different results. Worry about all that later. But right now, just focus on paying attention to your breath, seeing what it's doing. What parts of your body do you feel are moving, and what parts of your body is your breath fully occupying? Check that out and enjoy breathing. So that's number one, breathe. Number two is completely unplug from all your electronic devices. Take this time to create some sacred time for yourself. This time does not belong to anyone else. You get to enjoy this time completely for yourself. And there's so much research available for how hearing the slightest little vibration of a text or an email alert from your phone will take your brain into a higher state of activity, activating fight or flight in your nervous system. And one of the greatest benefits of massage is that you get to take a break from fight or flight and enjoy rest and digest, which is actually parasympathetic nervous system activation. So keeping your phone on during a session deprives you of that much needed restorative time where you can charge your battery. And since the healing space and that time belongs completely and fully to you, the world will go on for that hour or that hour and a half, and you will emerge out of the session completely recharged, ready to help, ready to be present and available to coworkers or your boss or your family members, those who need to access you by phone. And of course, I know that there are exceptions. You might have to keep your phone on when you get a massage, say if something temporary is happening, say with a sick loved one or somebody's going to go in labor or something like that. But if you always stay available for work or family issues during your massage time, you're just cheating yourself out of that really healing, restorative experience of claiming that time for yourself. So number two, completely unplug from all your technology while in session. Number three, schedule your regular session time with you in mind. Sometimes we all need to get in for some quick body work when we have pain and we need some relief. And when it comes to scheduling, we'll take whatever we can get. I totally do that and I understand that. But if you're rebooking a regularly scheduled time with your favorite therapist, put some thought and intention into the best time of day for your massage. If you can allow for a little downtime, a little process